morning. Smile with the rising sun. Three little birds beat by my doorstep.
Here we are.
The New Spins Library.
Here we are at the New Spins Library.
Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the New Spins Library on CKUT 90.3 FM radio in Montreal. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando. We'll open up the show with Alice Wu's news headlines. After that, we have a tight show for you today in music with two pre-recorded interviews from the music spot and one from the arts and culture spot. The first interview is with Mina Ray Shin. Mina will be playing for the Breast Cancer Association several movements of the sonata. We'll hear movements 1 and 4 today. The second interview is with Camille and Caroline of Yes Montreal. There is a lot going on around the city for career artists in Montreal. The third interview is with the band Bless. Bless has developed their own sound, and we would like to share it with you. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and following some news you can use and more music, we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, why do we say cheese in photos? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Lights have flown. A thousand years of history on a land so very small. A thousand people lived and fell for progress unforeseen. They died of unknown illnesses that foreigners brought by. Little children stood on by as they watched their parents fall. Of sickness that abounds. These people known as black folk have roamed these lands so free, but struck down from 10,000 too few to start again. The time of glory and the freedom have led us to this day, to wander in the lands of men of closeness we once knew, to see the riders as they come with brightness. Forget this tragedy is to say we don't exist, for it was the time of bravery that we know ourselves today. They'll gather at the river bend, 10,000 men or more, to change the time of history, but only in our minds. The time of glory and the freedom have led us to this day, to wander.
Sunday, June 12th, Right Events Brother presents Montreal Ultimate Beach Fest.
Music by
Lava Sound, all the way from Bronx, New York.
Also featuring
Canada Finest Sound,
Little Thunder Sound,
Nemesis Sound,
DJ Taurus,
Little Vicious,
The Country Boy,
Crystal Sound International,
DJ Fire Jones.
Place to be
at Clock Tower Beach,
All Port, Montreal,
Canada.
Starting from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m.
All the early bird ticket right now for $30.
Regular ticket for $40,
$50 at the gate.
Right. Fully endorsed by Mixing Lab. Iffy.
This is Brian Campbell, and you're listening to New Spins Library on CKUT.
It's a lightning morning. The sun is shining bright. Put away your
My name is Alice Wu, and here are some of the recent headlines. 26,000 of Quebec civil servants are going on a week-long strike this week. These employees are technicians and office workers for different ministries, agencies, and courthouses in the province. They have worked without a contract since March 31st, 2020. And the English Montreal School Board has become the first group to formally file a lawsuit challenging Bill 96, which modifies Quebec's French language charter. The school board says Bill 96 is unconstitutional for infringing on the right to use a minority language like English in internal communications. And this Sunday, 50,000 cyclists participated in Tour de Lille, Montreal's annual bike festival. They took a 36-kilometer route through closed-off streets through several Montreal boroughs. The event was at maximum capacity for the first time since 2019. And Canada now has 77 confirmed monkeypox cases as of last Friday, June 3rd. 71 of those cases are in Quebec. The province has begun providing smallpox vaccines to close contacts of infected individuals to slow the spread of the disease.
In collaboration with Ombu Productions and the Quebec Breast Cancer Foundation, Galerie Gora of Montreal welcomes on June 15th the Canadian pianist Mina Ray Shin, who will publicly present her most recent multidisciplinary project based on the four-movement work for piano solo by Canadian composer Alan Payette, Sonnet Tableau, which serves as the inspiration for the recording of a digital album and video. With us today, we have Mina Ray Shin. Hi, Mina, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila. Thank you for having me. Thank you again.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician.
Well, I'm a Montreal-born pianist. To make the story very short, when I was really, really young, I was suffering from a series of ailments, including pneumonia and asthma. So I was spending a lot of my time at home convalescing. My mom, who was actually learning piano at that time, she was taking it as a hobby. She would actually practice, and I would actually listen to her practice. So just out of curiosity, one evening I decided, oh, this could be kind of interesting. I got up onto the piano bench, climbed really, you know, on top of it because I was really, really small at that time, and starting to play, you know, the piano. And I guess, you know, from that moment, my mom decided she's interested. So that initial seemingly, you know, insignificant incident has became, you know, the defining moment for, you know, the start of my performing career.
Why did you become involved with the Breast Cancer Foundation?
Again, we all have stories. When I was working on this particular project, Sonnet Tableau, which is combined album and video project, a multidisciplinary project that is, just right, you know, when we're preparing for production, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. From that moment, it was a question, of course, is whether I would be able to continue working on the project, not to mention, you know, to resume my performing career because the treatment involves surgery and also radiotherapy. There was this big question that I had in mind because I don't know whether or not it will have a negative impact on the mobility and the strength of my upper extremities. Fortunately, surgery went well. Nothing was, you know, seriously impacted. I was able to get back on my feet and to resume the project. Considering the fact, you know, that particular experience that I've had with, you know, breast cancer, I like to contribute back to society And the reason why for this particular event, my launch event, net proceeds will benefit the Quebec Breast Cancer Foundation.
When and where will your current performance take place? Is there any cost?
Well, the launch event takes place on Wednesday, June 15th at the Galerie Gora in Montreal, which is located at 279 Sherbrooke Street West, Suite 205. The tickets are $48.77. That's including taxes and the service fees. Yeah, my entire team and I are, looking forward to this particular event.
What are the themes for the night and where will you take us on your musical adventure?
So for this particular event, we're going to give a bit of an avant-goût of the actual entire project. I will be performing the first movement of the Sonate Tableau, and it's a timeless narrative of human, experience of, emotions. And the entire themes of the actual project revolves around beauty and the empowerment of women, the role of women in the performing arts world and the visual arts world. And also there's the interaction of, the different art forms. We will also be presenting the fourth movement, the music video. We have also, the collaboration of the other female artists who are involved in this particular project. Natalia Yeremik, she's the painter, Catherine Tupin, who's the ballet dancer, Laurence Castonguier-Emery, who's the mime artist. So you will see all of us on screen.
May we listen to some of your music?
Absolutely, yes.
This is Sonate Tableau, Movement 1 on the New Spins Library.
Thank you.
What is your recording history, and what other albums and projects should our listeners look for?
I mean, this is not my first album. I've actually done three with Omni Productions, actually. Pine and Sonatas, Piano Sonatas, that was my debut album, since I have a strong affinity for the composer Haydn. The other CD, Image and Ballade, focuses on the works of two Canadian composers, Jean Coutard from the West Coast and Anne Payette from Quebec. And of course, the Sonata Tableau, which will be released on June 15th. But I mean, the most important project as of today is really the Sonata Tableau, which of course combines the album and the music video. And it's been quite an ambitious and audacious project and quite an interesting adventure.
What was it like traveling Europe as a teenager?
It's an eye-opening experience. You're, of course, focused on the performance aspect. You do have sometimes a little bit of time to actually sightsee, but very often you're in the practice studio working and preparing. Of course, when you're a teenager, I mean, you're very young. So I was accompanied, of course, by my mom, who actually has, tremendous support, for whatever I do. So it's, it's just learning, the traveling is definitely, one way of exploring, the rest of the world, to see different cultures, to obviously keep your eyes and mind open. And I think that has, greatly affected, my perspective of the world, of life in general.
Maybe hear some more of your music.
Great. Absolutely.
This is Sonnet Tableau Movement 4 on CKUT.
Thank you.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music or event tickets, where should they go?
Well, for audio and excerpts, you can always check my website at www.amineration.com. For the tickets for this event, I think the easiest route will go to the www.eventbrite.ca and then do a search of my name. That's Mineration, Minna spelled with two N's, M-I-N-N-A-R-E-S-H-I-N.
Thank you for your interview today.
Well, thank you, Sheila, for having me. It's been a pleasure and an honor to be on your show.
You've been listening to Mineration speaking about a recent concert production. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando. Yes Montreal is an organization for young entrepreneurs who are planning their futures and their now. They have an arts program and also run What the Pop. We'll hear all about Yes and What the Pop coming up. With us today, we have Caroline and Camille. Hi, Caroline and Camille, and welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Sheila.
First, please introduce yourselves and tell us about your journey with Yes Montreal.
So, Camille, would you like to start?
Yeah, I'll start. Hi, I'm Camille. Mostly I've been using the services of Yes for 2 years now, or 3 years. Since the beginning of my journey with music, I I was a bit lost where to go, where to find good information to advance in my music career as an artist. And I found Yes Montreal through a friend's recommendation. Since then, my career has advanced pretty much. I can say so myself.
And what about you, Caroline?
I am the arts entrepreneurship coach at Yes Montreal. I've been there for about a year and a half. And my job is basically to work with artists like Camille and talk about what their priorities are and how we can try to move them forward. So sometimes that comes in the form of sharing resources, and sometimes that can just be a conversation to try to clarify goals.
Tell us about Yes and everything that it offers to entrepreneurs in the community.
So Yes has been around since 1995. And it was set up to help English language speakers in Quebec find jobs and also start businesses. Now, about 20 years ago, the arts program started out because they realized that there was a need for artists as well to get a specific kind of coaching. So that became another service that was offered by Yes. And today, Yes serves more than 3,500 clients annually.
What is the arts program at Yes?
So the arts program was launched in 2000, and it basically helps artists build skills and develop entrepreneurship tools so that they can face their art career in a more maybe practical or in more of a business perspective.
What are the statistics? Who uses Yes?
Yes is a service, as I mentioned, that is it's been created for the English speaking community in Montreal and in the rest of Quebec, but that's quite a lot of people. So among our clientele, about half has English as a mother tongue, and the majority have English as their first official language of Canada. They can still have other mother tongues that they speak at home. Three quarters of our clientele is from Montreal, and the rest are from different regions around the province. And in terms of the artists that we serve, they are artists of all ages, come from all artistic disciplines, and the arts program is actually our fastest growing program here at Yes.
Who currently runs the art program at Yes, and what does she do?
I am one of the leaders of the art program, so I'm the arts business coach, and that means that I meet one-on-one with almost all of the artists that come through our doors and help them strategize on how to build their career and how to monetize what they do. But I also help organize some of our community building events. For example, we have an annual artist conference. We also have a series of pop-ups that we organize in the summer. We are testing out different forms of training, for example, one-on-one or cohort-based. We also develop a series of different workshops to address the needs within the community every season.
What is the What the Pop Festival, and what's happening around town?
So What the Pop is an annual event. It is a series of pop-up exhibitions and live performances. It's free and open to the public. And what's interesting about this year's edition is that it's actually going to be happening in four different locations around the city. So one of the locations is going to be at St. Jack, downtown Montreal. We're also going to have an event in Verdun, in St. Henry, and in Hudson as well. We're going to feature 50 emerging artists from across Quebec who will be selected by a jury of local artists, arts support organizations.
What do artists receive at What the Pop?
I participated last year at What the Pop, and what we receive is really super great experience. So not only the experience of showcasing our art, in my case, it was music with my band. We performed at Saint-Henri, actually. So we received an audience, like, without any much, like, effort on our end to have that audience. So that's pretty great as a first experience because it's hard to sell tickets. Other than that, we received a lot of good stuff like knowledge about, well, we had three workshops included. So one with CBC about pitching, which actually got me two radio interviews at CBC last year. But that was amazing and also like a plus outside of the actual thing. I don't know if that makes any sense. But, and also marketing and sales, we had a workshop on that. We also had a third workshop. We also have access to a peer network. You can meet up with your peer. And also our art was showcased on a gallery, on a digital gallery for a couple of months, I think. So it was pretty cool to have our art feature online. Also, we have access to like marketing for marketing our event. Yeah. Cahill, do you have anything else to add?
Maybe, Camille, you can mention how you met a physician at What the Pop.
Yes. So including all of that, also when you participate at What the Pop, you meet other artists, like fellow artists. You spend the day with them, you showcase your art, so you're right next to other artists. And that's how we spent our day next to other musicians. And it turned out that at the end of the event, we made new friends. And one of them was a Divine Foray. He's a DJ, and we decided to collaborate together and make a new song with him on our newest album. By the way, my band is Lady Athene. I didn't say it, but that's my band. We make metal music, and we collaborated together with an electronic music person, and it was a very nice collaboration. So thanks to Yes for that collaboration. Yeah.
If our listeners want more information, where should they go?
Well, we actually just published our call for applications, which will be open until June 19th. You can find our call for applications on our website. It's yesmontreal.ca, or you can follow us on social media.
Thank you for your interview today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to Caroline and Camille speaking about Yes Montreal and What the Pop Festival. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
It's on CKUT where the new spins be. Liberate, we probably the true meaning of libraries. The world out some station for the community. The news, arts, and culture shape our intellectuality. Releasing these new spins, sharing these bright grins. Wednesday morning, 7 to 9 on 90.3 is where it's happening. Tune in, the tunes are in tune, and with some interviewing, the new spins library Wednesday, 7 a.m. is broadcast. The new spins library. The new spins library. The new spins library.
We are Jitensha,
and you're listening to the New Spins Library
on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Bless is Léo LeBlanc, Charles-Antoine Olivier, a.k.a. CAO, and Xavier Tuican. It's a chemical response, an emancipated liberation, a creative impulse seeking newness through syncretism. The three bandmates shape an idiosyncratic plural, abrasive and above all catchy pop inspired by Porches, My Bloody Valentine, and Indochine. They play hyperpop and bedroom pop movements in a relationship of total trust, where missteps don't really exist, and where evolution leads forward. With us today, we have the members of Bless. Hi, Léo and Xavier, and welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to be here.
First, please introduce yourselves and tell us how you came to form Bless, and in fact, how you came to be musicians.
It all begins in the banlieue in the suburbs of Saint-Lambert, on the south shore of Montreal, where we had to find something to do with ourselves. That thing was music. We've been playing together for 8 years now. Bless is the new project that we started almost 2 years ago. I don't know if Xavier, you want to say something else.
Well, we had a band before named Zen Bamboo, which ended in 2020. Bless is like three of the four members of Zen Bamboo.
What is your recording history and what albums and singles should our listeners look for?
So as I said, we had like our previous bands at Bubble, we made two demos, four EPs and an album. So there's a lot of songs that people listen. With Bless, we only have two tracks released just last Thursday. For now, that's the only things that people can listen to.
Yeah, the beginning of something.
Yeah.
So this is a brand new band. It's a baby band with brand new music.
Yes, and baby band.
So have you been put up as a candidate for any awards yet? Or has anything come in from the last projects?
Not since the last week, hopefully someday. But with our past project, we've been listed on the long list of the Polaris for our album, which was great.
That's a great achievement.
Yeah.
Your latest single is Pearl Plastic. What is the process you went through producing this song?
It was one of the first songs that helped us find the sound of the band. Because we, in our previous project, it was more garage oriented and it was basically four guys playing in a room together. With this new project, we kind of wanted to try things that we never tried and stuff that wasn't, how could I say that? Yeah, just new musical ideas and styles and instruments that we wanted to try. So Pearl Plastic was definitely one of the first songs that helped us find that new sound, that more produced, like computer-oriented music. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's also interesting because it's one of the songs that was the most like collaborative, even in the writing. Like I think Leo created the original riff, then Charles started writing the lyrics, but Charles and Leo kind of wrote them together. Yeah, so it's a good example of what we try to do with the band, which is like really three heads trying to be involved in all of the process of like making songs.
Yeah.
Maybe hear some of your music?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Well, this is Pearl Plastic on the New Spins Library.
Oh,
Another single of yours is Amora Reed. What is the story behind this song?
The story behind the song, I would say, starts when Charles-Antoine moved into a very small apartment on Papineau Street. Yeah, we used to call that apartment La Scandinavie because it had, I don't know, like a kind of a cold vibe. It was a lonesome place where he wrote a lot of songs. Yeah. About being lonely.
It's like a mix of being lonely and the fear of getting sick, which is maybe amplified when living alone. And it's really a result of like the time he spent in that apartment.
May we listen to some more of your music?
Let's go.
This is Amora Reed on CKUT.
Un verre de jus renversé.
If our listeners want more information or to buy your music or event tickets, where should they go?
They can follow us on, I guess, Facebook or Instagram will be the best place to, where we will be the most active. So in Instagram is Bless, but with 7 S. And Facebook is just Bless, the name of the band. But I think there will be also information for like the on the website, which is blessmtl.com.
And they can listen to our music anywhere they want to listen to music.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you so much.
Well, it was a pleasure. Thank you too.
You've been listening to Bless speaking about their music. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
I'm Amy Goodman. Democracy Now! Is committed to bringing you the stories and perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. From the peace activists demanding an end to war, to indigenous leaders fighting to stop fossil fuel extraction and save the planet. Our independent reporting is only possible because we're funded by you, not by the weapons manufacturers when we cover war or gun violence, not by the oil, gas, coal, or nuclear companies when we cover the climate crisis. We count on your generous support to keep Democracy Now! Going. Please make your donation of $5, $10, or more at democracynow.org. Every dollar counts. Thank you so much. We're counting on you. Stay safe. From New York, this is Democracy Now!
Vote in favor of having confidence in Boris Johnson as leader was 211 votes, and the vote against was 148 votes. And therefore, I can announce that the parliamentary party does have confidence. Yeah.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson survives a no-confidence vote, barely.